Welcome back to Million Dollar Landscaper Podcast, episode 14. Today we're talking about working smarter, not harder.
Hi, we're your hosts, Scott and Katie Molchan, and today we're going to talk about working smarter, not harder in your landscaping business. This is going to kind of sound like a weird thing to start out the podcast with, but just stick with me here. We're going to start out by talking about a list of the illnesses, the stress-related illnesses that Scott went through while working for the family landscaping business. I think it all started out with migraines.
Yep. I all of a sudden started getting like bad headaches, and where I actually couldn't see. That was the worst part of it. Things would get like spots in my eyes, and just things would just kind of blur out. I didn't know what it really was. I just didn't think anything of it. And then finally, you convinced me to go to the doctor.
I did, because I was like, this sounds like migraines, and it's probably related to stress. And what did the doctor tell you?
Yeah, it was related to stress, but he said it was kind of strange. I remember him saying something along the lines of, usually guys don't get this at this, you know, the age group I was in, but I don't know. I'm just a weirdo, I guess.
Well, probably because most people your age weren't working themselves into a early grave. Anyway, so it started out with the migraines. Then after that, this is my favorite, the rash.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to talk about their rashes on a podcast, but I'm bringing it up.
Yeah, thanks, honey. Thanks, honey.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it was it's a very strange rash. It was a upside down Christmas tree.
It was on your back.
Yeah, it was on my back, and I didn't know if I got into something at work. I didn't know.
Oh, sure, because in this business, like, you could get into God knows what.
Yeah, so we didn't know exactly what it was. And actually, I don't think either of us noticed it was the upside down Christmas tree until we
got back. The doctor pointed that out. Yeah. We just were like, you funky, go to the doctor.
Yeah. So I went in the doctor and had him check it out. And I remember him saying something along the lines that he's only saw this one other time. And he ended up bringing all the nurses and nurses' aides inside there to look at my rash.
Awesome, huh? Yeah, nothing great. Like sitting there like wearing paper, having half the office come in to look at your rash. Yep. It's great, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's awesome.
And what caused this rash?
Again, it was stress.
Mm-hmm. So here you are, young, strapping young man in your 30s at the time.
Yep.
We're not in our 30s anymore. We're old now. But here was just, supposed to be the prime of your life, healthy, strapping young man who has migraines and weird rashes.
Yep.
Because of stress.
Yep. And I didn't really think anything of it at the time, though. I guess I was just thought I was just doing my job, working.
Yeah, you're like, this is fine. This is totally normal. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And the next two things I want to talk about aren't necessarily illnesses that were from stress, but I guess one of them could have resulted in you ending in the ER, because it was just the discussions that I would have to have with Scott about his working incessantly and his work habits and only talking about working and only being working all the time. Because our kids were little at the time. And so I was working in the family business as well, but I would have our two little boys with us all day. And Scott would come home from work, maybe help out a little bit with getting the kids fed and like in bed or something. And then he would just go back to working some more. He would just like work on estimates all night. And so I know we had a few knockdown dragouts where I'm like, hi, my name is Katie. I apparently married you for some reason. Right now, I can't remember why, because you're a workaholic and it's driving me crazy. But I'm assuming at some point you were fun. And we have these two lovely children. Maybe you should talk to us.
Yeah.
Does this all sound familiar?
I kind of remember that briefly.
Yes. Yeah. So those didn't like directly result in an illness, but they could have if I had a worse temper. He could have ended in the ER. and the next one is... this one is just kind of just more the disappointment. I don't know. It's just, it got to the point where we'd be at family events and people stopped asking where Scott was.
Yeah.
They just knew he was working. Nobody asked anymore. Yeah. So, yeah, it's just it's a little bit sad.
Yeah, I missed a lot of things because I was always working.
All the time.
Yep. And even if I wasn't there, I was still there.
Yes. So it got pretty bad. So... And I know this is probably a thing that a lot of you can relate to. So maybe you haven't been to the doctor yet where everybody's looking at your weird rash and maybe your wife hasn't threatened to kill you. And you're managing to keep up the grind week after week and keeping your business moving. but still, it's, you're just not in a healthy place with your business.
No, it's eventually going to get catch up with you. Because I would just do the typical, I'd go to the job or go to the business in the morning, get the guys going, and then I would go out, do my jobs, do estimates somewhere in between there, go back, check on the guys, come back, get everything shut down. If something broke at the end of the day, I'd be the one trying to fix it, trying to get it all repaired. And then usually, I don't know, I'd say between 6 to 7 o'clock, typically I was coming home. Usually,
oh, late, yeah, usually 12-hour days.
Yeah, minimum. And then, like you said, I get the kids done, down to bed, and I go work on estimates.
You work on estimates till midnight.
Yep, so it was
it was great. It was loads of fun.
Yeah, year after year after year doing that, it'll catch up to you.
Yes. So, I mean, you know, a lot of people don't even feel like that they can ever kind of ease up or spend a little less time working on their business. Because most landscaping business owners that I know, they do everything. They put out all the fires. They stay up late working on the bids. Like you said, they work weekends, holidays. They bail on family commitments. They just grind and grind and grind.
Yeah, that's just a normal thing is from what I used to know. You know, that's my dad grew up farming and then got in the landscape business and all he did was work. So it was just kind of bred into me. Yes,
just work and work some more and work harder. That is like the Mulchan way.
Yeah, you'll keep working harder and you'll get somewhere. That's what we're taught, what I was brought up with. But
exactly.
Soon to found out it was not.
Not really. Because even when your business is doing well, I mean, because there were definitely periods where, you know, it's not like we were starving, you know. But even when the business is going pretty well, you're still just kind of working and working and working because you want to work while there's jobs. It's like, oh, yeah, I better just go take this job because there might not be one after it.
Yeah.
And what happens, and this is 100% what happened to us, is you just get so busy just working and working and working in your business that you're not ever really working on the business, doing the things that are going to take your business to that next level.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, doing all this, we still had our employee issues, you know, guys not doing stuff that we needed, that we thought was the norm. And then, you know, guys not coming in on time and coming in late, you know, just not even coming at all. So there's some things we could have done different to kind of control that.
Yes, because you're always kind of just putting off like, oh, like one day I'm going to get to like maybe setting up a system for that or a procedure for that. But that someday kind of never happens. Because when you're stuck in that, I'm just going to keep working and work harder and harder and harder and harder. All of that kind of stuff just kind of gets pushed to the wayside. Like, I'll get to it someday. Someday never gets here. And it's kind of like that badge of honor to just work longer, faster, harder. Yeah. Like, the grind. Yeah, yeah, I had to put lights on my equipment so the guys could work later. Right.
Yeah.
And so if you buy into this way of working, you're just going to, work yourself into the ground. You're going to have a breakdown.
Yep. And you end up like me with a weird upside down tree rash.
Yes, nobody wants to end up in the doctor with everybody looking at your rash while you're wearing paper.
It wasn't embarrassing at all.
No, not at all. If you've gotten caught in this trap, you're not alone. We've lived it. We've done it. We've worked our butts off. And we've worked our butts off and not had the profits to show for it. We've been there and done it. And it wasn't really until we took very specific, on purpose, actionable steps to rectify this that things got better.
Yeah. It wasn't until we started actually working, you know, on our business and
working smarter.
Yeah. Creating systems and procedures. And
yes, because you're not going to find more hours in your day. If there was a way to do that, we would have found it already and we would gladly share that with you.
Yeah.
But you need to just kind of make the most efficient use of the time that you do have. And so one thing that we did do is we have this in like a blueprint we kind of wrote out a roadmap of the things that we did to kind of like get our stuff together.
To get our business in order.
I was trying not to say a bad word. Get our stuff together. Yeah. And we have it in a very specific order. If you've never downloaded our roadmap, you can go to our website, milliondollarlandscaper.com, and get it from there. I think we'll put a link to it in the show notes as well.
Yep.
But we have it outlined, and we have things in a very specific order on purpose. Yeah. We have the in order there, get organized, know your numbers, work your butt off, and then never stop learning. And we start with getting organized on purpose.
Yeah, it's because getting organized, you can't do everything and be everywhere all the time. So you have to be able to get things organized so your crews know what to do and what, you know, how to, you know, how to do things in a certain way, a certain order, so that things are efficient and done your way.
Yes. If your company isn't running smoothly, then you're not going to have time to step away and work on anything else. Yeah. If you can get your company set up so your crews know what to do, and not everything is a fire, like we always put about putting out those little spot fires. Everything shouldn't have to be a fire that you personally have to put out.
Yeah. You can't be reactive. You got to be a little proactive on things.
Sure. There's always going to be like some kind of, oh crap, that comes up. But for like general, every day to day, your crew should be able to like bump along, you know?
Yep. So definitely getting organized is your first step and first priority. It should be in getting yourself going.
Sure. And once you have your company kind of humming along and running, then that's going to give you the time to start working on knowing the numbers of your business. We are all in business to make money. You don't have to be shy. It's okay. We like money. You have to have money. You're providing for your family. Your business is providing jobs for others that are providing for their families. Yeah. And so you have a distinct responsibility to know your numbers for your business. You really do.
So knowing your numbers is not just like, you know, learning the profit and loss sheets and looking at those things. You have to know if you're estimating properly. You know, have to know your man hours and stuff. So like we said, the first step is getting yourself organized, and now you can step away and start watching your man hours and making sure you're estimating properly. Make sure you're, you know, estimating, you know, so you're making money.
Yes. And this all goes into a lot more detail. And if you download the roadmap, we have a lot more detail in there. We're just kind of going over it quick right now. Yeah. And I apologize if you hear buzzing in the background. I think our neighbor is sanding boards or something. Yeah, so of course that's happening while we're trying to get through this podcast, because that's how life goes. But just know that that's what it is. There isn't like a giant bee or anything here buzzing around our head. Yeah. So the next step in our roadmap is to work your butt off. And we know we said like, don't just grind and work your butt off. But we want you to work. You're going to have to work. But we want you to be doing the work that is most profitable to you and the work that you want to be doing, not just kind of whatever work happens to fall your way.
Yeah. And by working your butt off, we mean like going out and meeting with customers and working on your website, working on your marketing, and just getting your presence out there. You always have to advertise, and you always have to be looking at your business and the ways to improve your business. So
this is that proactive working your butt off, not reactive working your butt off. Yeah. We want you to be in charge of your schedule and the kind of jobs that you want to get and stuff like that.
Yeah. So once you got yourself organized, you know your numbers, you can start focusing on these kind of things, because you're making money now. You have time to focus on your advertising.
But all these steps are building on each other, because there's no sense in you're not going to have time to work your butt off if your business isn't organized.
Yeah, if you're busy.
And there's no sense in working your butt off if your numbers aren't right, because then you're just going to be working your butt off to not make any profits. Get your numbers set, and then your work will have a purpose.
Yep.
The purpose is dollars in your pocket.
Yep.
So, and the last thing we have on there is to never stop learning.
Yeah, this is a big one for us. I guess we're both kind of dorks. Yeah, we like to read. So we're constantly reading, looking at ways we can, you know, adapt, just taking little pieces from a book here and there and putting it into our business and trying it. You got to try different things in order to
you can never be so full of yourself that you think you have learned everything is out there. Times change, things change. When we first started at the family landscaping business, it was a perfectly acceptable thing to do was to like put an advertisement in a phone book. I'm not even joking, but if you never stop learning, if you don't learn that there's this beautiful thing out there called the internet, you know, you'd still be just doing all this antiquated, you know, stuff.
Another thing too is like attending conferences and networking. And
yes. Get yourself out there.
Yeah. So there's tons of ways you can keep learning and keep moving your business forward. So
yes. But the biggest takeaway I want you to have from this podcast is that you are going to have to work at this. If you want this to happen, if you want your business to succeed and move in a forward, you know, trajectory, nobody's going to do it for you. You are going to have to take the steps to actually make this happen. Nothing magical happens without you working for it. I'm sorry. If you thought we had magical solutions, We don't.
No, and none of this is easy, and nothing's going to happen overnight. So that's just Katie's problem. She wants everything to happen.
Oh, I'm the most impatient person ever.
Yeah, so, but it takes time. It's going to take you, you know, to do everything we kind of talked. You're talking a couple of years to actually get things in
motion. Oh, to get your business in shape. Yeah, what, 3-4 years?
Yeah, sure. You're going to try different things. You're going to put this, you know, you're going to make that employee handbook, and you're going to find something doesn't work. You know, it's whatever you had in there, you may have to tweak something. So it's,
yes,
there's always things to improve on, but you have to start somewhere. And
you have to start somewhere. And Scott said it isn't easy. If you look at it collectively, it can be overwhelming and not easy, but each individual, there are individual steps that they're easy. They're not hard. You just have to do them.
Yeah.
So I don't want to discourage you by, you know, him saying it's not easy. I mean, it's going to take work. It is not, like I said, it's not magical, but you can do it because we did it. And I mean, we ain't nothing special. We're from Indiana. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, yeah.
But no, you just have to take the first step and get yourself out there and start trying different things and get yourself organized first. I can't say it enough. It just, that's key to get yourself going.
Get yourself organized, get a plan, and have that plan, and then actually do it.
Yep. So don't forget to check out a roadmap. I will have a link for it in the show notes, or go to www.milliondollarlandscaper.com and check out the roadmap from there. So thanks for joining us. Have a great day. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please head on over to iTunes and leave a 5-star review today. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button while you're there. If you're ready to take the headache out of running your landscape business, head on over to MillionDollarLandscaper.com and check out the Academy program. It's where we compiled everything we know about running a landscape business in one convenient academy.